UAC. Rabbi Yossi holds no, even though there's no Mokka Mumcha, still you can't be Matarit. Rabbi Yossi holds not Mishnah, you always need a Mumcha there. That's what we say in Mefrinus Neder. But just for kids, that's what we said before, there's a special Kugel in Chutzloris, the Pshat is even Mizman Abayis in Chutzloris, there was no mitzvah to bring that Maitha Vahemah for a carbon. You're allowed to leave until it becomes a Bamum. Therefore, it's a little more of a cooler in the Hilchos of Marah to show that mum to a Chacham or just the three regular people. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph here on top. The last Gemara was again, the Braisa said that Chacham, I'm not Gimel Matunah, so Bechor Mokim Shein Mumcha. So more so on top, I start Fulkim with Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yossi. Today he holds no, Rabbi Yossi, now Mishnah says you always need a Mumcha. Then it says what the Braisa says, Shleisha Mafirinus Neder. Three people could be matter the Neder, B'mokim Shein Chochem. Only B'mokim there's no Chochem there. But B'mokim there's a Chochem, why so you have to use the Chochem? So Mora says, let's lafukim to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like a Yehuda Shita. It's a Tanya that's learned like this, that HaForos Nedorim B'Gimel. HaForos Nedorim is enough, you need three people to be matter a Neder. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Echod Mehem Chochem. It's even when you use three, but one of the three should be a chacham. So this first price is not like a Yehuda. Because here it says, Gimel Mefirinus HaNeder V'mokim Shein Chacham. But Mashma, if he have a chacham, he himself could be Mater the Neder. And Rabbi Yehuda Shittas know that even though you have a chacham, still you need two more. You always need three. And even in the three, one has to be a chacham. That's a Yehuda Shittas. If you do it, Echad Mehem Chacham. So Mora says, B'mokim Shein, is that according to the Tanakhama? That he said, B'mokim Shein, where there's no Chochem, then it's enough to have three people. K'goin man, who do you mean to say? Rashi says, K'goin man, have the Yosef Chochem. Like, who's considered a Chochem to say that if he's there, you have to, the Chochem could do it. And if not, you need three people. K'goin man, who's the Chochem? Om Rav Nachman, K'goin Ano. It means someone like me has to be a big Atama Chochem. As Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Echad mihem chacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds the water, one of the three people have to be a chacham. If so, mechlau dehanech koldo, chos mashka, then the other two could be anybody. Chorakashka is like, why? How could it be anybody? The Chorakashka is like, but to me, it's a question, kolema. Afilu amoritz, hashnayim v'amoritz, heich ruyim, let's start. Like, how do you put the two together? Like, if you have to have a chacham, so how could you put also there, or now two amoritzes? So Mora says, or Ravina says, I mean to say, the misafri lay b'sofer. Not that the stamina moritz. There are people that understand. They understand the reasoning. Just they don't know everything. But if you tell them a reasoning, they'll understand it. So you need two people like that and a chochom to be amongst us the three people that can be matur and neder according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi says the misafri lay means tamei halachis nedorim. Misafri yeh chochom yumad es hashnayim. Therefore, this one chochom he'll teach the other two. And all three together, like, we'll be able to come out with the right head in the dorm. Now it says, watch him. No, even if you have a bezin of 23, it's not enough. It's only be matter the neder if you have a chochem there. So that allow pi mumcha. You have to have a mumcha. Omarav chananel omarav ain aloch Rav Yosi. We do not pass on like Rav Yosi. We hold no, you do not need badafka mumcha to be there. It's enough if you have a bezin. Someone says, treat, of course. Yochid v'ravim alochid ravim. So machlokes Rabbi Yosi against the Chachamim. So pshit we pass on the Chachamim. Someone says no. Mad the time I would have thought to say nemuke imoy. Like whenever we say Rabbi Yosi, it's always called nemuke imoy. Rashi says it means he always bring good proofs to what he's saying. So maybe we should pass on Rabbi Yosi. Kamash mulano that even though it's Rabbi Yosi, still we pass on the Chachamim here that you do not need a mumcha. Someone says so tivshet mehor tahach kamais to mishmeri Shmuel itmar. So we should bring a proof from over here. Rashi says, Tivsha Mehor, that we have before, the Yomer of Chananel, that Mishmei the Rav, Enoch Rabbi Yosi, they said the name of Rav, Ezlach was not like Rabbi Yosi, Tivsha Tahach Kameisa, the first time he said it over, the Yomer of Yudam, Liel, Sotha Shmei the Rav, Sotha Shmei the Shmuel, Kiyumatim HaSabachor, Tivsha Mishmei the Shmuel Itma. Because the question now that we said before was in the name of Shmuel. Because the Mishmei the Rav goes according to Rav, Tati Lomli. How come Rav had to say it twice? That we pass on the Chachomim that Yumul could be Matra Bechor, even though there's no Mumchem, like, what do we have to say two times? Rav says two times, Ein Aloch Rav Yosi. So that's why Sarai, the Chur, that's what we're saying now, Tivshut, Mehor, from this proof here, that here Rav passed on the Chachomim, Tachkemaisa, the first halacha was said over Mishmeri Shmuel Itna, because the Mishmeri Rav was said over the name of Rav. Then Tati Lomli, how come Rav has to say it two times? What does Rav have to say two times? Ein halacha Kreb Yesi. Smur says could be no, could be both were the name of Rav. But I'll tell you, Choda Mechlal Dechaveret Itna. One was Lenova Bechlal Chaveretum. Could be that really Rav only said it one time, because it was learned twice what Rav said. It's not really a theory. Not really a kasha. Now the Mishnah says, HaShoychet Esa Bechor. If the Kohen, let's say, Shechts his Bechor, V'noiden, he knew, Shloihera, that he did not show it to the Chochem, he would not show it to be Matarit yet. So, the Lachur is, and in the meantime, he sold it to somebody else. Shechets Bechor says, Umochem, so he sold the Bosa to somebody else. So Lachur is like this. What the person ate is eaten already. What Lakech ate, they ate already. The Yachsalem Adomim. But the Kohen has to return the money to them. Rashi said, Mishum the Knas, the Issa Sofika, because he served them Issa. That even though they ate that much, still you have to return the money, even what they ate. And Omash Lo Yochlu, what they did not eat yet, that's Tritum, so Habosi cover. The meat you have to bury. Rashi says the Bechor Tam, because we do not know if it ever had a Mumanat. He didn't show it to a Chochem. And so you have to be afraid it was a Bechor Tam, and therefore it's also Bano. And also the Yachzor Sodom, about the Kohen, the owner, has to give back the money. He had no right to sell it. Like he sold something, it was also Becheskot, that it was Mutam, so you have to pay them back the money. Vechein, the similar law would be HaShoychet Esaporo. Somebody Shech Saporo, O Machru, and he sold the meat. The noid, and he himself knew she treifa, that the meat is really treifa, the behind the poor was a treifa, so he had no right to sell it. So same halacha, mashochlu ochlu, what the ate already was eaten, and rather the halacha would be also that the owner has to pay them back the money for that. Or mashlo yochlu, what they did not eat yet, heim yachsor le'asabosa, then the owner, these people give back the meat, v'yachsle mesadonim, and he has to give them back the money. So mekach tois, they bought meat, they thought it was kosher. Comes out, you knew it was a trade firm, you have to pay them back. What's going to be machru li'ovik achovim? Let's say this leichem, the people that bought it off the first Jew, now they themselves sold it to a guy. So, lechura now didn't have no loss, because even if it's a trade firm, the latter sold to a guy. So, or else, let's say it's ilu l'chovim, let's say when the Jew bought this piece of meat, he did not go to eat it himself, but he went to give it to his dog. So in such a case, since the owner did not make the Jew lose out, therefore Yishalmu to Meitreifa. They have to pay him back to Meitreifa, which Rashi says really should be like this. Is Yishalmu loy to Mei Bosa Treifa Bezoil? You have to pay him back like the cheaper amount of meat, how much a Bosa Treifa would cost. For Yachlam Asamois, he returns to them the rest of it. Meaning to say, you don't have to pay that much, you only have to pay them back a little bit. Yishalmu loy to Mei Treifa, and Rashi says that means you have to pay him back how much it would be for the to buy Bosa Treifa. That's how much you have to pay him back, because still you did something wrong, but you don't have to pay him back the value of regular meat, because you didn't make him lose out that much. So it's enough to make him pay back. The Chur means the difference between what a Bosa Treifa is and what regular meat would be. Now the Mosef Tanra Barman like this. Ha-moyche Bos Lechavera. Somebody sells meat to his friend. Ve-nimtza Bosa Bechor. And it comes out that the meat he sold you really was osatit, was a bechor. Or else parrot, somebody sold you fruit. V'nimtza tfolim, it comes out really was tevel, he never took off trumas and maisers. Yain, somebody sold you wine. V'nimtza yain nesach, comes out later we find out that that wine was yain nesach. So lochri is mashoch luochlo, the person ate it or drank it. So what he ate it he ate it already. V'yachzaleh mesadomen. But the owner has to return him the money, like he sold an issa. Like our Mishnah, you have to return him back his money. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why he says it depends. Devorim shahan nefesh kotzabhem. If he sold you things that are very disgusting, that your body can't take it, when you find out later what it was, how much disgusting, so the pshat is now you had no enjoyment from it at all, you feel terrible, you ate it, then taki yachtle mechadomim. Then the owner has to return him the money, because they had no enjoyment at all from it. But what about things, v'shein ha-nefesh kotzabem, things that are not so disgusting, that you don't feel that disgusted yet you ate it, so then you did have some enjoyment from it, then v'shein ha-nefesh kotzabem, yinak lehem, es adamim, You just deduct from them, you take off the money, that's all, make it a little bit cheaper. Rashi says, Yinake vu yitok tsas, you have a sense of what that means. But just Yinake means take off some of the price. You don't have to return all the price, you have a right to take off some of the price. Now, the Yelu Hain Dvorim, these are the things, Sheha Nefesh Kotzabim, now somebody eats it, is mamish disgusting. Nevelos, like a Jew really knows, and Nevelos is disgusting. Utrefesh Kotzim Rumashim. He came out, he sold this to a Jew, and he ate it, so it's not called eating at all. Therefore, the owner has to return him the money completely. But the, even according to Rav Shimon, but the Elu Hain, these are the things, Dvorim Shein HaNefesh Kotzabim, the Chayris, like really it's a kosher piece of meat, just it's a Bechor. Or else Tfolim, it's a kosher piece of fruits, just he didn't take off the Trumas of Mises yet. The Yai Nefesh, who are Yai Nefesh also, it's not called the Nefesh or Kotzabim. That tastes me sad. The chosher nefesh kotzer boy stam. Yeah. Let's not see. Maskona means I did terubas, where it's a mixture with other wine also. Now the Gemara says, V'lei malei mai astasicha. Like, what did I, how was I mastered you? Rashi said, like, V'lei malei yisro l'kayin. Shemochar mai astasicha. Hale yimhoya abosa biyotcho. Hoy toin kfura. Shere tam shachtos yisechter tam. So I didn't make you lose anything. So why is it you're not kalim in adomah? The question is now, why do we say you don't get your money back in full, but the kohen has the right to keep some of its money, deduct some of the money? Why? The kohen has no loss at all. Anyway, he was lost for the kohen did it. So the kohen got money he doesn't deserve, so he should have to give all the money back to the Israel. So Mar said, let's read the case here is, going to Zotan lay mi mokamuma, that the kohen sold to the Jew of his bechor, let's say the whole mouth. And that part of the mouth, the Kohen thinks of the place that had a mum on it. So the Yomle, the Kohen said to the Yisrael, yes, you made me lose out. Because Ilav the Yachalto, if it wasn't that you ate the whole mouth already, Hevi Machzinolei, I would have been able to show it to a mumcha, that there was a split on the lip, and there'll be a mum, and I'll be able to eat my bechor now. Vishorin Alei, and really Rabbi Yudishita, that even if the Kohen shechted the bechor, and later he shows the mum to a mumcha, that you'll not eat from it. So that's why the kohen has a right to deduct some money, as if to say, you Yisrael, you caused me to lose out a little bit. Therefore, Chinaka, I take off some of the money. How much it doesn't say, but you have to have a right to deduct some. You don't have to pay back the full sum. Tfolim, for the Gemara, what's why they deduct from Tevel? The same thing. The same thing. The kohen said, listen, if you wouldn't have eaten it, I would have been able to master Trumas and Isris. And it'll be mutter for me to eat it. So therefore, the fact you made it up, you really were mastered me. So therefore, even though I sold you Issa, still I have a right to deduct some money. Because you made me lose out. Yayin Nesach. So we went to the Idei Teruv, was talking about now, there was a little bit Yayin Nesach mixed in to other wine. That's what happened over here. And really, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanaim was not like this. Yayin Nesach Shnafel Abor. Kula Yosabano. A little bit Yayin Nesach falls into a bor full of wine. It's not both of Rav, those things comes also by no. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says no. Ye mocher kuloi. You let us sell the whole vat of wine you could sell to a girl of Gavim. Chutz midme yai nesach shaboy. Just you can't have enjoyment from the actual yai nesach that was there. But if 1 gallon of yai nesach fell into 10 gallons, say, old, you let us sell 10 gallons of this wine you could sell to a girl and get money for it. So again, the owner has a right to say, if you wouldn't have drank the Yai Nesach, I could have sold it to a guy, and I would get some money for it. So the fact you drank it, you made me lose out. So therefore, the owner has a right to deduct some money, but only a part of it he has to pay back, and part of it he keeps. Yehadin Alecha Kop Sula Magdoshim. Now the Mishnah says, Al Eilu Mumin Shecht Nesach Bechorim. These are the Mumin that if it comes upon a Bechor, the current let us shecht it. Nitkema Oznoi. There's a pigam, means like there was a hole that was chosa, some of the meat was missing. There's like a hole in the ear. Min ha-chosum, from the chosum. So we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says that it means tunuch oizen, that means from the inside of the ear, the middle of it. Avaloy or, not only, but if just the outside skin, like the thick, the bottom lobe, the piece of meat there on, hanging on your ear, that does not make it for mum. Because that heals up again. That's too soft. But it means in the inner part of the ear, the middle part of the ear, if you have a pagam there, that means a hole that something's missing there, That makes a trefa. No, that makes it a mum. Nistako, let's say was split. Let's say on the ear there was a split. Safa pishle chosro. Even though nothing was missing, that's also a mum. What's going to be nikfo? Nikfo means they pierced the hole, but nothing was missing. No meat was taken out, just they made a hole there. So then the hole has to be mole kashina, the size of a bean, the size of a kashina. Or else, oi sheyofsha, or else if the ear dries up, that's also called a mum. Now, ezel yivesha, what's called the dried up ear? Kosha tinokib, if you make a hole there, v'yeinu moitzetipas dam, no blood comes out, that's called a mum. Rabbi Yosef ben Amishulam Maimer, yivesha means shetei nefreches. It's so dried up that when you move your hands on it, it like crumples up. It crumples up, that's called yivesha, that's called a mum. Now the Gemara says, Amai, why do we say these things in the Mishnah? It's called a mum. Amai, the Pasuk says, Pisayach v'ever, v'ever. Only if it's lame, or else if it's blind, ksiv. Maybe only those two things are called mum. So the Gemara says, no, ksiv. Now the Pasuk also says, Ki yeh by mum. Mashma, any mum it has, it's called, will make a b'chor mutter. For the Gemara, why don't I say then, Ki yeh by mum, not the klal. Pisayach, either a lame or a blind one is a prat. And if so, I'd say, klal a prat, and klal a mashma prat, is only the prat. It means only pisayach v'ever in, midyach v'in aloi. Maybe only these two things are called a mum. Nothing else. So much to know. The Pasuk says, kol mum ra, any bad mum, that's chos of a klal, it's another klal. And then we dash, and it's called a klal of pratu klal. And therefore, you have to dash, what kind of prat, can learn it out, like the prat. And say like this, maha prat mefurish, mumim shebegolui, just like the prat is saying, that's a mum shebegolui, it's something that you could see openly. V'yeinim chosim, they don't return, once it comes, it can't be healed up. Is af kumum, any type of a mum, shebagoli, that you could see it's open, the einoi chosman doesn't return, that's called a mum. So that's how we dashin, all mums are matur b'chor. For the Gemara now, the einoi, what do I say, maha prat mefurish mum shebagoli, uboitum emalachtoi, it makes the animal stop doing work. If it's lame, it can't do work. If it's either blind, it can't do work. And the einoi chosman doesn't return. Maybe also af kol mum shabagoli botum lachta v'yena chayzer. If so, Allah matin hakum not in our Mishnah nifkum oznoi to stam a hole in the ear, it doesn't make it deaf. It can still hear, so it still do malacha min hachosum v'loy min or. So why is this called a mum in the Mishnah? These things do not stop it from doing work. Maybe it's not called a malacha. It's not called a mum. Tumor says no. The Pasuk says kol mum ra is a ribuhil. Mash many mum ra. So Rashi says not a klal a prat a klal anymore, but it's a ribuhil. So the Gemara would say, "Hachi, so mumim shebe feisanami." Then even mums in the inner part of the body that you can't see, that should also be called a mum. Then, Allah matan, how can we learn not like that? We learned not like that. We learned that chutin hachitzayin is the outside chutin. The Rashi says that biemtza pen, in the middle of the mouth, the chitzayin is there. Chutin hachitzayin is the outside one that's inside the mouth. That's part of the gum there. Shenif gemor, if it was missing a little bit. Got smoothed down, the apnemius or the inside ones, shenekru that was uprooted, that becomes a mum. The diak is nekru was uprooted in, but nifkamov just had a pagam that just